watching the road carefully. They let you out there. Oh, hello, Tom. How are you two T sitting at home?
Good, Alvin. Good morning, Rusty. Let me turn my radio down here. Oh, sitting at a stoplight in front of Aldi's here in Taylor's. Haven't heard you all weekend. Thought you got whisked away or something, or ate some Mexican food.
You several times on the radio yesterday, and you didn't answer, so... And I figured you were off playing somewhere and didn't want to talk to anybody. So, you know, it's... And when I went out this morning, I threw my call out there and didn't hear anything from you. So, you know, I don't know what I can say there, fella.
Well, I had the radio on some, and after a while, it was just pretty dead. So I just shut it off. And... probably forgot to turn it back on, more than likely. I don't think we did a whole lot yesterday, Rusty, to be honest with you. It was rainy most of the day, but well, it was supposed to rain all day, but it didn't. We just got, less than a quarter of an inch early in the morning, and that was about it. But the forecaster said it was going to rain all day long, off and on.
Yeah, it did, but it didn't. So, because I was watching at church. It was sprinkling when I went to church in the morning because I had a early meeting, so I had to be there about 8:15 in the morning, yesterday morning. So, and then I got out of there and I went to Eggs Up Grill and had lunch, and then I came home and spent the afternoon here doing a bunch of things around the house.
I figured Eggs Up would just be a breakfast place. I've seen that down there on Woodruff near Cabela's. Never been in it, but we saw it. You want a donut here, Brace, or not? No, she don't want one. We're going by that fancy donut shop. Oh, so I don't know what in the world's on the agenda today. We went up to the water department and paid the water bill. Come back down, went to the fruit market. I bought some plums, and she bought some peaches. Those little small plums, they're supposed to be real good. I've had them before in the old days when I used to sneak over to the neighbors and get them out of their trees. But I don't know if I've ever eaten them down here. But they were good looking. They had some, I think, local cherries. I'm not sure, maybe from North Carolina or something. They looked real good, too. But I thought, no, I'm getting too much fruit. Because I got grapes yesterday, and then we went down to Aldi's and Greer late. And that was the only thing we bought. But today we went grocery shopping.
I had to go out and take care of some banking business this morning. They screwed up my debit card, and I had to fix it this morning. And then I had to go get to the eyeglass place and let them tighten up my frames. I had a screw that was loose, and both of the lenses were loose in the frame, so I had to have them tighten up. Also, the frame re-established on my face, so it was tighter. So. And then I went by and bought some groceries, then went and bought some gas and come home. And I did all that between 10 and 12 today. How about that?
They could have done anything for that screw loose.
Watch it. What goes around comes around, my friend.
Oh, we got down in the war room there last night about 10 to 9. I had so much pain last night, I just didn't feel like doing much HF. And so I shut it down about 20 minutes till 10, and went up to bed. Still never got to bed till about 11, and couldn't sleep. My back was hurting really, really bad last night. This morning, it's not too bad. So that's a relief, because last night it was getting unbearable. But other than that, uneventful day. About all I got to do today is go out and gather the eggs. And I think the girls have been fed plenty. I watered them this morning. And I might put a little apple cider vinegar in their water. It keeps it from getting algae in there. But I don't think we're going anywhere else today, Rusty.
One thing to do, and that's rehearsal tonight, barbershop rehearsal. So I've got that at 7 o'clock, and I have to be there about 6:15 because I'm taking attendance for the next several weeks while our Presidente is out of commission. He had some surgery and is going to be unavailable for about 6 weeks. So anyway, and that's what's going on there. And so just got a few things to do before the meeting tonight.
Well, I didn't think you'd be on yesterday. Usually you have church organizations going, so I didn't listen to the radio too often yesterday. I knew you was busy usually with your barbershop and all, but I think that's done for this year. You're sitting behind a pretty Ford Ranger. That's a nice looking truck nowadays.
That thing up, so it's a nice truck. It's I'm at barbershop rehearsal all through the summer. In fact, we got a performance next Monday, so I've got to get together with the guys to pick up equipment Monday afternoon, take it all the way over to the site where we're performing and all that. So that's going to be keeping me busy next week and all, but we got we got rehearsal tonight. Like I said, we're rehearsing, getting ready for the performance next week, and then we'll go from there.
But there was something you said that was ending for this summer. I gotta get across Wade Hampton here. You gotta watch for people running what they consider to be an amber light. Is more magenta than it is amber.
Well, things are like that, and you got to be careful out there with people on the road these days. You never know what you're going to find, or who you're going to find, or how you're going to find it, you know?
You honk at somebody for doing something wrong, and they're liable to shoot at you. Well, Bruce read something. I don't know if you did or not. I didn't. She read something that about Saudi Arabia was going to... What?
OPEC.
OPEC was going to make a drastic change in something that was going to drastically affect our oil supply. That's because we don't have any anymore.
Oil prices,
she said. But... I didn't read it, so I can't comment on it.
Hi, Rusty.
Hey, Rach, I haven't read that either, but, you know, I don't... I haven't been looking at news the last couple of days. I've had a lot of things going on and keeping busy, so, you know, that's what I've been doing and trying to keep things going, as they say. And I had to be at church at 8:30 for a meeting yesterday morning, and then, of course, church service, and then after church I came, went to get lunch and then come home, did a bunch of things around the house. So it's been like that for the yesterday, you know.
Well, I just passed a test. It looks like the little car that my neighbor's daughter's got, and there's a 16 or 18 year old girl down on Church Street yesterday or day before, and Lily was following her, and they slammed on the brakes in front of her, and she bumped them, and really done quite a bit of damage to the front end of her little Toyota, whatever it is. I really felt sorry for her. She's a hard-working little gal, and she was going to work or coming from work, I don't know which one, but the hood was all jacked up, and she said they'll probably total it, being just an older car, and that's probably about right.
Yes, these days, my choir director at church, her husband was driving their bigger car, and it was total. And he had a wreck. Gal hit him, and unfortunately, he was the one that was at fault. It was his fault. They tacked the ticketed him for it, so her insurance is going to go up. They're going to get enough to pay off the car, and then they're going to have to see about getting another one, because now, right now, they're down to one car, and his, as she called it, skanky truck, the pickup truck the other day. So, you know, it's one of those type things, so she's going to have to see what she can do about getting another car, because she's retired as a school teacher, and she's going to be doing other things these days, and doing her Mary Kay cosmetics and things like that. So, she's still the choir director at church and things like that. So she's keeping up with us and making sure we stay right, you know.
This is Angelo, TR Mobile with W2T. Roger. Yeah, she got the ticket nationally for following too closely, and she said the funny part about it was the young lady admitted freely to the officer that she had slammed on the brakes. But if you bump somebody from behind, you're going to get a ticket for following too closely. It happens every time.
Oh yeah, that's you can plan on that. You can plan on that. So, you know, you just got to figure if you're following too close and the other person, no matter how they stop, whether it's fast, slow, or whatever, and you hit them, you're at fault. So they ain't gonna change that law, you know.
Well, how would you judge that unless you was right there as a witness, you know? And then even so, you'd probably still get the ticket, so. And sometimes you're almost forced to follow too closely. I try not to. But people around here get upset with you if you drive the speed limit.
You got that right, and all. But I ticked off a couple of people the other day. In fact, I was going somewhere last week one day, and there was a car behind me, and he was staying pretty good, but there was a car behind us, and where I was making my right turn, this car that was two back come around both me and the other car to pass us right there, and there was no part, you know, it's where there's a left turn lane and all that stuff, and there's no passing area because the road is on a hill and all that other stuff. Then it's right there at an intersection, and the idiot still passed us both.
Time like there's no tomorrow, and for somebody like that, there probably won't be, Rusty.
Problem is, where's a cop when you need one?
We have enough law enforcement officers, and I don't know how they get recruits, let alone in the military.
Either, but, you know, they're getting them, so. Anyway. Well, you and Bernice be careful out there running around. I got a couple of things I need to go get done and then figure out. I think I'm going to have me a ham sandwich and some potato chips for lunch, so I may go fix me a sandwich here in a little bit. My cereal gave out, and also. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Tom. You and Bernice have a good afternoon. N0TR W2T 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, I had we was going places, and I told her to make a short breakfast, and I had a Rice Krispies with fresh peaches and bananas in it, so that was my breakfast, too. Take care, W2T and 0TR 73, and we're about home.